Introduction to the Civil War. Breaking with the Union, page 471, Call to Freedom. At the conclusion of this reading, you should answer the question on page 472, the reading check. Breaking with the Union. Many Southern whites believed that once in power, Lincoln would move to abolish slavery in the South. They feared this action would destroy the South's economy and society. Lincoln insisted he would not change slavery in the Southern states. He had said, however, that slavery had to end at some point in the future. That was enough to greatly concern many Southerners. A man in Mississippi urged white Southerners to act quickly to protect their interests. Quote, "Let us rally before the enemy can make good his promise to overwhelm us." End of quote. Just 4 days after Lincoln's election, South Carolina's legislature called for a special convention. Their delegates met to consider the question of secession, the act of formally withdrawing from the Union. The convention opened in Charleston on December 17, 1860. After 3 days of speeches, all of the delegates voted to secede. They wanted to dissolve the Union now subsisting, or existing, between South Carolina and other states. The Constitution does not directly address the issue of secession. Therefore, Southerners who wanted to secede believed that there was no constitutional barrier to a state leaving the Union. They pointed out that each of the original states had voluntarily joined the Union. Each of these states had held a special state convention to ratify the Constitution. Surely, Southerners reasoned, states could also leave the Union by the same process. Text quotes. This banner, below, supports Republican candidates Abraham Lincoln and Hannibal Hamlin. Lincoln and Hamlin. The election of 1860. Interpreting maps. The division between North and South was clearly reflected in the election of 1860. Lincoln's victory increased tension between the regions, and secession soon followed. On the chart on the left, you have a map of the United States in 1860. It lists the electoral votes, popular vote, percentage of the popular vote for each of the electoral candidates, and who won each state, or the electoral winner by each state. Page 472. Critics of secession flatly rejected this idea. President Buchanan said that the Union was not a mere voluntary association with states to be dissolved at pleasure by any one of the contracting parties. End quote. President-elect Abraham Lincoln agreed. He said, quote, "No state, upon its own mere motion, can lawfully get out of the Union." End quote. Lincoln added, quote, "They can only do so against the law and by revolution." End quote. While South Carolina representatives were meeting, Congress reviewed a plan to preserve the Union. Senator John J. Crittenden of Kentucky proposed a series of constitutional amendments to satisfy the South. One would extend the line created by the Missouri Compromise to the Pacific Coast. It would allow slavery in all territories, quote, "now held or hereafter acquired," end quote, south of this line. Another would use federal money to pay slaveholders who could not recover their fugitive slaves in the North. Crittenden hoped his plan would address the chief fears of slaveholders. He also hoped that the country would avoid secession and a civil war. President-elect Lincoln did not agree with this plan. To express his views, he sent many letters to Republicans in the Senate. In these letters, he asked Congress to vote against Crittenden's plan. Quote, "entertain, or consider, no proposition for a compromise in regard to the extension of slavery." End quote. Lincoln wrote, quote, "the tug has to come, and better now than later." End quote. A Senate committee voted on the Crittenden compromise. Every Republican on the committee rejected it, as Lincoln had requested. I will now read the box on the left entitled Connecting to Math, just the facts. Slave and Free States in Congress. Number of Representatives. Year, 1820. Slave states, 90. Free states, 113. Year, 1830. Slave states, 99. Free states, 125. Year, 1840. Slave states, 88. Free states, 114. Year, 1850. Slave states, 89. Free states, 118. Year, 1860. Slave states, 84. Free states, 123. Using mathematical skills. What was the largest gap between representatives of free and slave states? 2. Create a line graph that illustrates the statistics in the chart above. Label the x-axis, number of representatives, and label the y-axis, year. 3. Imagine that you are a Southern politician in 1860. Write a speech describing the trend that has taken place in the House between 1820 and 1860 and what it meant to Southern politicians. The question you should answer for this section, Breaking with the Union, is on page 472. The reading check reads, Identifying Point of View. Why did South Carolina decide to leave the Union, and how did politicians react? Next section, The Confederate States of America, page 472. By February 1, 1861, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas had seceded from the Union. Their actions did not mean that everyone in their state supported secession, however. Some public figures even tried to slow or stop the march towards secession. However, such individuals quickly suffered the consequences of opposing the public will. In Texas, for example, Governor Sam Houston was removed from office for standing in the way of secession. On February 4th, delegates from 6 of the 7 seceding states met in the town of Montgomery, Alabama. They established a new nation, the Confederate States of America, also known as the Confederacy. The delegates passed their new constitution on February 8th. The document closely resembled the U.S. Constitution in many ways. However, the Constitution of the Confederacy guaranteed that its citizens could hold slaves. 473. Jefferson Davis of Mississippi was elected president of the Confederate States of America. Alexander H. Stephens of Georgia became vice president. Davis was a graduate of West Point and a veteran of the Mexican War. He had been Secretary of War under President Pierce and had served in the Senate until Mississippi left the Union. Davis had opposed secession as late as 1860, although he believed that states had the right to secede, but his loyalty to the South outweighed his hopes for peace. With his military background, Davis hoped to be appointed general in command of Mississippi's troops. He did not seek the presidency of the Confederacy. He greeted the news of his election with silence. Davis's wife, Verena, wrote about his reaction. Quote, He looked so grieved that I feared some evil had befallen or happened to our family. After a few minutes' painful silence, he told me what the telegram contained, as a man might speak of a sentence of death. End of quote. Verena Davis, Jefferson Davis, a memoir. Davis was a highly intelligent and hardworking politician. He also was very loyal to his friends. However, he tended to involve himself in details that would have been better left to his staff. Furthermore, his devotion to his friends often clouded his judgment. These personal qualities would increase the difficulties of the challenges he would face as president of the Confederacy. On the right is a picture of Jefferson Davis. The text box reads, As an officer during the Mexican War, Jefferson Davis had led U.S. forces to victory in the Battle of Buena Vista. Reading check. The question you should answer on page 473 reads, Summarizing, What did the seceding states do in 1860 and 1861 after leaving the Union?